Jim Carrey compares Covington High students to baby snakes. By Ben Q on January 23, 2019. Actor Jim Carrey worked up another politically charged artwork over the furor surrounding the school children from Covington Catholic High School, falsely depicting them as hateful baby snakes mocking a Native American activist. "Baby snakes," Jim Carrey captioned the image, which appears to show Covington student Nick Sandman and others smirking and snarling at Native American activist Nathan Phillips. The incident, which took place last week during the Indigenous People's March in Washington, D.C., has become the source of a nationwide dispute after leading journalists and Hollywood figures attacked the students as racist and called on them to be condemned, harassed, and even assaulted. However, more detailed video evidence later showed that the students had been taunted with racial slurs, while Sandman had merely stood his ground to show he didn't feel threatened. In a statement released over the weekend, he claimed he was merely trying to defuse the situation. "I was not intentionally making faces at the protester. I did smile at one point because I wanted him to know that I was not going to become angry, intimidated, or be provoked into a larger confrontation. I am a faithful Christian and practicing Catholic, and I always try to live up to the ideals my faith teaches me, to remain respectful of others, and to take no action that would lead to conflict or violence." President Donald Trump has since weighed in on the affair, describing them as symbols of fake news and how evil it can be, after the students were subject to a hate campaign led by Hollywood and the mainstream media. Carrey, meanwhile, is known for his unapologetically anti-Trump and anti-conservative artwork. Many of his drawings are vulgar and controversial, although the 56-year-old claims it is his way of dealing with the pain he feels of life under the Trump administration, who he believes are driving the country toward suffering beyond all imagination. "I feel feelings, and that's the only way I can deal with them is to turn them into something positive," he explained last October. "All pain equals art." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.